Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
Request on an all request rejoin Friday, somebody gets a pen. That is an underappreciated band 38 special. Is that a request?
Text request, yes.
Wow. Great request.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressive. A lot of hits, 38 special. A lot of hits, Ken.
I've never heard that one.
It might have been a movie theme of some. It might have been on a movie soundtrack.
I was going to say it sounds very like movie montage,
yeah.
You know, feel good ending.
Yeah, I think it's Shakespeare in Love.
Next week on this show, David Ortiz, Cam Neely, the president of the Boston Bruins,
okay.
and Troy Brown.
Some heavy hitters.
So
right
busy.
Jeez. That is next week on this program. Coming up at 8:20 this morning, Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer. And Larry has huge news if you have been convicted of a DWI here in Massachusetts.
Okay.
So there's some breaking legal news that we will discuss with Curtis. You look, you have a smile on your face.
I'm suppressing a mutt.
That was New York State, not Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is coming up in just an hour or so at 8:20 this morning. Larry will answer all of your legal questions for free. This is David. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Great show as always. Thank you.
You got it.
So here's my thing about the Patriots, what they need to do. They need to go after Mac Jones. Now, lately, I've been listening to the shows in the morning, midday, in the evening, whenever I have a chance.
Yes.
And everybody's saying how they compare Mac Jones to Tom Brady. And I think what's being misunderstood is we're not comparing Mac Jones to Tom Brady of today or even the last 5-10 years. Mac Jones is being compared to Tom Brady when he first came to the league back mm-hmm. in 2000 when he was drafted.
Mm-hmm.
He's a smart quarterback. He's got what that's it starts there. You got to have the marbles. You have to know football. You have to understand, and not everybody does. His style of playing, he fits into the Patriots organization. That's what Belichick needs. He's a pocket quarterback. He's not a scrambler. He's not a physique guy. It's okay. Tom Brady wasn't a physique guy. He wasn't athletic. And we all know what happened with Tom Brady. And I think when people say that about Mac Jones, automatically, oh, you're comparing them to Tom Brady. No, we're comparing to Tom Brady back in the day.
Yeah.
Not today.
That's not Wiggy's guy.
No.
Wiggy doesn't want him, but.
No, I prefer Justin Fields. If you could get high enough to get Zach Wilson Or I would have rather those two, and then Trey Lance before Mac Jones. For me, I just look at the quarterback and those other guys on what they're kind of like, what their upside is, and the way that they play the game is very similar to what you see a Patrick Mahomes or an Aaron Rodgers. Not to say that Mac Jones, you know, is not a good football player, but I just think I would love to have a guy like that that can maybe make some plays with his legs when things break down around him and pick up those, you know, 20, 25-yard runs where everybody's like, oh, man, we got to contain this guy, but still can make the throws on the run and throw from the pocket.
Do you think Weiss actually has intel with Belichick about, because he is so effusive in his praise for Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Does he know something, or is he just throwing it out there?
He must look at him and see a young Tom Brady. That's the only thing I can imagine.
But to say that is so, like, that's almost unfair to the kid. Like, why would you put that on him? I mean, why would you compare anybody to Brady at this point?
Well, I think any quarterback that is a pocket passer and not really, not that like Mac Jones is this, you know, not a decent athlete, but anybody who that's not their forte, the running, having the ability to run, and they're a quarterback and that is a good thrower, is instantly going to be compared to Tom Brady. No matter who it is, we're going to see year in and year out that, oh, okay, could this guy be the next Tom Brady?
Well, pick somebody else. Pick Kirk Cousins or, I mean, anybody but Brady. Why would you compare him to Brady?
Well, I think because he's talking about draft picks, right?
So yeah, but Ken is saying when you compare somebody to the GOAT, there's a massive expectation that goes along with that.
Right. I mean, it's almost insulting to Brady, too. It's like, oh, okay, this guy's just like you, except... Yeah.
Right.
Except you have the leadership ability that carried you to 6, now 7 titles.
Right, but that's what you do in sports. You don't compare guys to, like, you know, you don't go, oh, he's, you know,
he's the next Gus Frerot.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Why not?
Exactly.
Why?
You just don't.
If it's accurate,
you
do that.
You compare a guy, oh, he's the next LeBron or Zion Williamson. He's the next Michael Jordan.
Well, he's emotional. Charles, he's the next Barkley. Brunel.
Let's say they take
Mac
Jones.
He's the next Charles Oakley.
If they take Mac Jones and he becomes Jarrett Stidham.
Oakley, I love that
Weiss
guy.
Sounds like a boob. Everybody will remember that Charlie Weiss compared him to Brady, and they're going to say, Weiss, you're an idiot. Why would you say that?
This hit me right now. I don't know if it's true or accurate, if I'm just an idiot, but why would Charlie Weiss, a close confidant of Bill Belichick, be telling everybody that the quarterback Bill wants is the next Brady? Wouldn't it be more likely that doing a solid for your old pal Bill is to say, I talked to Saban, he doesn't think Mac's the guy, but let's get it out there that we love him so that other teams draft him above the other quarterback that we actually like. Could that possibly be what's going on?
Subterfuge?
Yes.
There is subterfuge afoot.
Yep.
Yes, I like it.
And I think Charlie has some insight because Bill, we know Bill and Saban have a great relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like, you know, Charlie's been in that world, so he's probably got a pretty decent relationship with Nick Saban and Bill Belichick. And if you really want to know about Mac Jones, right, you go to Saban, and Saban's probably going to say, yay, nay, this is what I like, this is what he needs to work on, he can't do this. And so when Charlie says some things, I think that's an informed opinion.
Tommy.
All right, coming up during trending in a few moments, there is a new way to pay for your Dallas Mavericks tickets. However, right now we got to get to this.
It's time for...
Oh, bleep.
The Dumbest of the Day.
This currently twit... Jesus, Mary. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Good weekend.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, we paid attention to everything, nearly everything that happened in this country yesterday, Curtis, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
All right, let's head to Missouri, where there's a nice pastor by the name of Stuart Allen Clark, and he's in hot water based off of a sermon he gave recently telling women that they need to lose weight, look less butch, to prevent their husbands from straying.
Okay.
I don't know if he's been canceled yet or if this is common in Missouri to talk that way, but let's hear from the pastor, Stuart Allen Clark.
Your man needs an attractive wife. A hockey player said, he said, I married a trophy wife, and now she looks like the Stanley Cup. You see what I'm talking about? That's what I'm talking about. Now, look, I'm not saying every woman can be the epic trophy wife of all time, like Melania Trump. I'm not saying that at all. Now, most women can't be trophy wives, but you know, like her, maybe a participation trophy. I don't know, but all I can say is not everybody looks like that. Amen. Not everybody looks like that. But you don't need to look like a butch either.
Wow.
Has Pastor Clark taken a look in the mirror recently?
Yeah, right.
Because he's not exactly, I mean, I'm not one to, you know, talk, body shame other people, but if since he's throwing this out there, he's kind of, he could stand to lose a couple himself.
Holy cow, he's like, a stand-in for Charlie Weiss.
Jesus.
Never mind being canceled. He's going to be divorced if he isn't already. I hope Mrs. Pastor left him immediately.
Oh, no,
that.
Mrs. Pastor, I guarantee you she looks like a troll. Come on, he's saying that. I guarantee. And Danielle's right. I mean, how are you going to be throwing stones and you're living in a glass house talking about she needs to lose weight and look good?
The Baptist, my God.
Have you looked at yourself lately?
Oh, it's interesting. He's married to that influencer we had on yesterday.
He should be suspended without pay.
Oh, my God. This guy's so creepy. I'm reading a little bit more about this. So later on in his sermon, he tells husbands in the congregation that they should display this Bible verse on the headboard of their beds. And it says, the wife is no longer all the rights over her body, but shares them with her husband. So whenever she's not in the mood, dig out your Bible, he says.
Oh, my God.
It sounds a little rapey.
What is wrong with these people?
Not to mention calling Melania the epic trophy wife of all time.
Ken's all right.
Well, that does not sound like the proper way a religious person ought to be speaking about women or about anybody. So that is the dumbest of the day. And here is Ken Laird to tell you what is trending.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, Greg, brought to you by Shaw's and Just For You. And this week, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up select varieties of Cabot Bar shredded or sliced cheese, just $1.94 each when you activate the digital coupon at checkout. Limit 2 per customer, valid through Thursday, March 11th. Celtics 4 in a row. Got to give them credit for the dubs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it last night, 132-125 over Toronto. They had given up 70 at the half, so it didn't look great there. But they get the job done, 51 points from the bench. All-star break, 2 games over, 500. And Brad Stevens discussed.
I mean, I think we showed a lot of resolve to stay together and to, you know, tackle this challenge together instead of pulling apart. I said this the other night. But, you know, like any of these four games could have gone the other way. And I think that's important to remember. And so we have a lot of work to do to be, you know, the kind of team we ultimately want to be.
Maybe get Marcus Smart back, but they have Brooklyn first up after the break, right. So that'll be a great game.
And 7 out of their 10 games after the break are on the road. It's gonna that stretch, we're going to see what he does, because we talked about this before, where the Time Lord should be playing more. And I know he played a lot last night because Tice didn't play, but what's he ultimately do with the Time Lord? What's he do with Marcus Smart in his minutes? So it's going to be interesting to see what he does after the All-Star break.
That's their biggest chip now, Rob Williams. Would you trade him? Is he untradeable playing this way?
I wouldn't trade him.
Yeah, I would trade him. If I'm getting the kid from the center from Orlando, yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Nikola Vucevic? Yeah, he's one of the rumored targets per Shams Charania of The Athletic. Mark Cuban, you brought this up, Greg, is telling his fans he will accept Dogecoin for tickets.
Ooh.
Despite mocking the cryptocurrency last month.
Ooh, I gotta get out of BlackBerry and get into the Dogecoin right now.
Oh, texters were ripping you for BlackBerry stock diving in the last 24 hours. Did that happen?
No, it's going to go down, and then like a rocket ship, it is going to go up.
Okay. Gotta buy on the dip, though, guy. That's it. Buy on the dip.
I'm telling you, stay strong in BlackBerry.
Okay, Reddit.
Greg's been buying the dip for 20 years.
Longer.
The French onion dip is my favorite.
Oh. Okay. Can you imagine if they made tobacco in that flavor? Would you do that? Would you go down that road?
Oh, well, I can't buy flavored dip in Massachusetts.
But if you could. I mean, how bad is that breath, French onion tobacco? Continue.
Do you believe that you'll be able to play for or pay for sporting events with crypto very, very soon? I mean, obviously, Cuban
I still don't understand it. We did a whole show on it. I have no idea what it is.
Ken is blockchain. Yeah.
Could you imagine a 75-year-old guy goes to Fenway and they're like, you need to pay in crypto, sir.
That's 5 Dogecoins, sir.
Hey, 35.
That's an assault.
Right. Like, what the hell is... I'm still trying. I'm like, Ken, what the hell is cryptocurrency?
Right. I mean, Joe Castiglione wants to get a hot dog. He's like... How many Dogecoins is it going to take me to get this hot dog? Hey, Will, Will, can I borrow 5 Dogecoins?
Speaking of good value, how about that autographed Tom Brady rookie card going for $1.32 million yesterday?
Thank you, Dad.
Amazing.
2000 Playoffs Contenders Championship ticket card bought by a guy named James Park, who lived in Boston for 10 years. Skip Bayless got a huge deal as well, staying at Fox, 4 years, $32 million. ESPN was trying to snag him. Bruins Capitals, 7 o'clock faceoff tonight. Ovechkin hit hard in the wallet, $5,000. I don't know how he's going to recover
from
this.
That's not hard, and he should have been suspended. That was a blatant act in a man's most sensitive area. And I hope there's some sort of retribution this evening. I cannot wait to see what the retribution is this evening.
What's Chara then do? Is he conflicted?
No, he's not going to be conflicted. He is he's a Washington Capital.
And the Sox and the Twins, 105 today at JetBlue Park on AM 850 and on the Shaws and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network.
Let's go. Right back to more of what you want to hear. The Greg Hill Show on WEI.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
The great Charlie Daniels, Ken. And what's that called? The governor went down to Florida? Is that the name? Is that the name of that?
Wait a minute.
Is that the name of that one?
Oh, I smell parody.
What time is the governor's flight to the Anything Goes state?
I think he's there already.
Oh, he's already there?
I think he's there and he's coming back Monday. That's how I've read it.
Okay.
I saw him at Twin Peaks last night. He posted on Instagram.
Well, I would assume that he would be following the guidance that he has issued here in Massachusetts while he is in Florida.
No, you know he's going to a bar, he's going to a restaurant, he's going to be doing all types of things down there.
Wait till Governor Baker on his trip to Florida this weekend sees what it is like when everything is open and people are walking around and they have smiles on their faces.
I can't wait till somebody asks him about, you know, going to Florida. And
well, I mean, you were pretty vocal about this when I discussed it during my lead. You're not even giving him a pass on the fact that he's going to a family member's funeral.
Is that No, because he told a lot of us here in Massachusetts, A, we couldn't have funerals. B, you know, even if you were a friend of a person, a longtime friend of a person that passed away, you weren't able to go. There are a lot of people who weren't able to see their loved ones in the hospital that unfortunately passed away because he wouldn't allow one person in, one family member in, to just go see them.
He's probably bringing his own 6-foot straw. You know those giant straws, so that they can share. So he and Mrs. Baker can share
some kind of
an umbrella drink. They can share it from 6 feet away down there at Shooters.
Greg, don't you think there should be a law that no Massachusetts elected official can go to Florida and partake in happy hour because they won't allow us to have it here?
I feel like it's a tad bit hypocritical. I mean, I guess many of us have been traveling to Florida during the pandemic.
Just you.
We don't tell people not to, you know, do
not
things.
Not to do things.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you still can't visit a loved one in the hospital.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a year later, and that's a great point.
And I may, with my own situation, and I contacted a doctor for down the line. I said, if I get vaccinated, can I visit someone in the hospital? And they said no.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not taking any chances.
Well, that is one thing that has really been, I think, difficult for a lot of people is being unable to visit somebody who's really sick or somebody who's, even in the case of, you know, couples who are having babies.
Right.
You know, the husband can't go to the appointment with his spouse, which has been difficult.
But if you're the governor, you could do it.
Well,
forget about COVID-19.
In Florida,
it's all good for him.
In Florida, you can. Yes. All right. Coming up, Danielle and the news. at 7:45. And speaking of Florida, we will find out during the news why a Florida family will need to have the entire backyard trampoline scrubbed, sanitized, and disinfected. And then at 8:20, ask an attorney with Larry the Lawyer. He will answer all of your legal questions for free at 8:20 this morning. It's a read every text Friday. Here's a 617 text asking if Wiggy mentioned that his son's picture was in the Globe yesterday. Is that accurate?
I didn't even know that.
You didn't know?
The more you know.
Oh, okay. Da, da, da.
Right. We'll was see. It there the Globe?
Go. Yeah. That's what the texter says. I don't know. How are you not all over that?
Well, because they had a scrimmage game on, what's today? Friday?
Today is Friday. Yeah.
So Wednesday. Yeah, they had a scrimmage game on Wednesday. And, you know, luckily football is back for most kids in the state of Massachusetts. I know Ken and Curtis don't like when we talk about high school sports.
They hate it.
You know.
They absolutely hate it. This is Mike from Maine. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, all. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Thank you. I don't mean to push ahead there, but I had heard Danielle's lead this morning about Tom Brady's future.
Yes.
And there's a little bit of something that's going on in the world of stock markets, and I know Danielle's mom is into some day trading. You got yes. Dave, the day trader that comes on every now and then.
Mike, mm-hmm. the day trader. Yeah, day trader Mike. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. There's a company, LTNC, it's an OTC, over-the-counter, penny stock, that acquired an industry called Takeover Industries. It's a beverage company. And Joe Padlick, a fitness guy out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, this arrangement was orchestrated by Alex Guerrero.
What?
So it's a line of beverage products, and specifically hydrogen water. The speculation is that there's going to be multiple Tom Brady-like pro athletes that are going to be endorsers of Ooh. This.
So this is how and this is maybe how they're going to introduce the avocado tequila.
There you go. Hmm. And not only that, it's going to be probably the takeover of TB12 to be on the stock market when Tom Brady retires. Hmm. That's going where it's heading. Okay. But so right. far, it's right now it's a hot ticket,
yeah,
and it's been hot with the rumors flying around. But Alex Guerrero orchestrated it.
Oh, very interesting.
Boy, and what better way for him to promote that by still playing?
There should be a second Boston Tea Party where all that junk is dumped into the harbor in protest of Brady leaving town and working everybody for a full year about the corporation.
Show me where Tom touched you.
This is awkward.
Well, in the lost column.
Listen, to revisit Danielle's lead for a moment, which is that we didn't spend enough time questioning the comment that Giselle made to Tom right after he won the Super Bowl. Danielle, I understand what you're saying, which is that in many cases, in many marriages, the dominant spouse tells the other one what to do and when they can do it. I think Tom Brady is going to, for this reason, for the business reason and otherwise, he's got another 3 or 4 years.
Well, Danielle's right about, like, you know, that happy wife, happy life. Mm-hmm. But there are certain things that pre-existed your wife or spouse in Brady's case, and that's the love for what he does. So she'd have to know, she might be saying this, but if she knows how much he loves playing, isn't that her forcing him or pushing him to retire? All that does is make him maybe regret her in some way, because he'll always say, man, I still had like 3 years left I could have played. So I think she's just saying it, but she knows, hey, Tom, you play until you can't play no more.
I have an idea. What if she's not saying it? She's manifesting it.
Oh, that's possible, too.
And then he just retires.
You have to prove.
I think the guy has certainly proven to himself that he can do it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He's proven to himself that he can still do it for at least another season. Maybe two, maybe three, maybe four. And I don't think Giselle. What was her comment to him afterwards? Do you have anything else?
What more do you have to prove?
What more do you have to prove? He does have more to prove, doesn't
he? She's exasperated.
Yeah, but
he's like, enough.
but he's like, he's all, I don't know what more he has to prove. I just, it's not about what he has to prove. It's the love that you have for what you do. His first thing was afterwards, or, you know, there were a lot of questions. You know, you great, you guys won a Super Bowl. Now what's next? Trying to win another one, right? You know, tweeting out there, hey, guys, let's get ready to go. Like, this is what this man loves to do. He is not going, I believe that Tom Brady, and I don't think it's going to happen to him, but he's going to be one of those players where you're going to have to drag him off the football field.
But don't you think that more than just a business, he believes that the TB12 method is a lifestyle, and that and that he wants to the world, it's kind of like Scientology. Like, he wants the world to employ the TB12 method.
Right.
And he, and that's like, that's a big part of what he wants to do, don't they? Like, they want that, they want that to be a like a world wellness brand, because he think he's almost like a Tony Robbins kind of person at this point, don't you think?
I mean,
I'm not saying that in a negative way, Curtis.
But unlike Tony Robbins, he's actually performed in some field that actually has worked for him. Tony Robbins just yells, and people are like, okay, I'm going to go be a great salesperson now.
Yells, the man can walk across hot coals with no shoes on. Have you ever tried that?
Didn't he almost get canceled, and then what happened with him?
Yeah, he recovered.
Yeah, he recovered. Tom's going to play to 47. I believe this guy's going to play because of that TB12 method, right? The TB12 method and what he's trying to promote is how it's it will help you as an athlete, but let's say you're not an athlete, how it's going to give you a longer life, help you in your health and wellness, right? That's what he's pushing. So if this guy is in his mind believes that the reason why he could play to 47 48, so now when I, you know, when I go out there and I talk to the, you know, 45-year-old guy who's not had a great life physically and says, you can now live to 80 and still do it well, it's because of the TB12 method.
But Wiggy, in my opinion, if Brady stops today as a Super Bowl champion, as a guy that went to a new team, won without Bill, and he retires and spends the rest of his life selling this, then there's a mystique and an aura a la Barry Sanders. He could have kept playing until he was 50.
Mm-hmm.
So, whereas on the other hand, if next year in week 10 he suffers an injury and he's done, then that's kind of like, oh, the TB12 stopped working. So in my opinion, if you want to sort of have that legacy and sort of that mystique, you stop before you can't play any longer.
So, you think he should listen to Giselle?
I said that if he won the Super Bowl, I would want him to retire. And as much as I would hate not watching him to play, and I agree with her, there's nothing else for him to prove. It's over. The only thing he can do is do something negative. You can't. He has more Super Bowl championships than any NFL franchise. That's a Babe Ruth stat. He has beaten every great quarterback in his entire career, the best one being beating the young up-and-comer, the next GOAT, before he could even become a GOAT.
But see, Curtis, and I agree, but you know what sits higher than the mystique of the TB12 method? It's the love and passion that he has for playing the game. And there's nothing – and let you know if there's something – that you're passionate about, as you know, this is what you do for a living. You know, it's hard unless you really feel that. There are some people that just cannot walk away when they know they can still play, and especially with athletes, like, because athletes, that's a job that you can't do till you're 60 years old, 70 years old, and still doing it at a productive level. Brady, that's the most important thing, and I don't think people realize that. Like, once you walk away from the game, that's it.
Well, not for Gronk.
But Gronk is, what, 30 years old?
But he's somebody who's always, like, do you buy that he's always had a chip on his shoulder and that's what drives him?
Of course, Brady.
But see, you keep missing, it's not the chip that's there, but it's the passion that you have. It's hard to explain to you unless you really know, in football or in sports, the love that you have to get up every single day and do what it is you love to do, and know you get paid well for it. That you even throw that to the side, but knowing that there's an expiration date on what you love to do.
Here's a 978 text that says his only goal is to completely humiliate Bill Belichick.
Oh,
Oh, that's true. They have the game next year. Maybe he'll retire after that win.
But there's a danger in staying on too long. Their flat is. I mean, look, who did Ali lose to in the 80s when he kept boxing? Was it Trevor Burbick or something like that?
Yes,
I mean, like,
there
could be that moment for Brady. It could be this year.
But that's the hard thing to do, Ken, is you can't tell
people. Well, that's why Giselle's trying to step in. I mean, Danielle's right. She's trying to send him a message here. Get out.
Well, but is she...
She's had it.
She's not worried about that. She just wants him around, right?
Right.
Well, okay. But what more does he have to prove? I mean, if he left now, he's already established the TB12 corporation and solidified its legacy by his success there. I mean,
well, it's interesting. A texter points this out, and it's true that he can keep proving that Kellerman's an idiot, which is always fun. But also, I really believe that the media's coverage of Mahomes last year after he won one Super Bowl, saying that he's the next GOAT, six wins, six Super Bowl titles is not out of the realm of possibility. He's going to be better than Brady. Will only take time. That keeps Brady motivated. That we saw in the videos he posted after the Super Bowl, he's retaliating against the talk radio hosts and the talk show hosts that keep doubting his ability to succeed.
I think he has one more thing to do, and that is beat your New England Patriots next season, and that's it. I think he wants to do it here, and absolutely embarrass Bill Belichick.
And you know what? Another thing that I believe drives him to keep playing is because he knows. He can see that he only has, you know, a few years left, right? He sees that the end of the road is coming. And
Is there light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, I guess it wouldn't be light at the end of the tunnel, but it would be that the road is no longer, it runs out. He sees that, and he knows that when I get there, I'm not going to have that whatever it is inside me that when I wake up every day, this is what I know I got.
Well, you can have the drive and the motivation, but not have the physical ability. And that's he's going to reach that point at some point.
Right, but it's also going to be, I don't have what I love to do no more. Right? I don't have it. That's gone.
Yeah.
I can no longer play football.
This is Mike from Florida, where Governor Baker is basking in the sun right now on a beach with 100 people, no masks. Mike, what's up?
Oh, man. I'm telling you, I hope he puts on a lot of sunscreen because he doesn't look like he's seen the sun in quite a while.
No, nobody has up here, Mike. But yes, go ahead.
I know. So I was just listening to you guys talk about what Tom Brady has left to prove. I don't think he has anything left to prove. I don't think he cares about that anymore. But I did see a meme on Facebook the other day. Maybe I'm pretty sure it was accurate. And it had three quarterbacks that have beat every single NFL team in the league, and Tom Brady is not one of them. One was Peyton Manning, one was Brett Favre, and I can't remember who the other one was. But the only team Tom Brady has never beat, the Patriots.
Yes.
So
that could be something that he wants to do. Absolutely. Hello, Todd.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Two quick points. Number one, I'm tired of the teachers calling in saying, we want to be back with your students, because when you had that principal on last week, what did he say? Oh, all the teachers are saying to me they're concerned about their safety. So the teachers are saying one thing to your face and another thing to their leader's face. That aside, right. Would this conversation be the same right now if Tom Brady had said that to Giselle? Hey, Giselle, I think it's time to hang it up.
That's a great question. I think most men would probably say, keep working and keep that money coming in.
Please, this is daddy.
She did retire, though, didn't she? Years ago.
Yeah. And I think it's difficult for people to understand, because in regular jobs, you can work to 70. But you think, like, take a guy like Yao Mir Yager. He's still playing, right? Because he can't walk away from what he loves to do. And what else is there for, in his mind, this is who I am. When this is over, where do I go? Now I'm just going around, you know, giving speeches about the TB12 method. It's not going to bring him the same type of joy.
On the Harbor One hotline right now, it is Derek, the failed trash guy. Hello, Derek.
I love the new title. You know, I can't get enough of Pretty now. I can't wait. I'm going Bucks all the way next year. I'm going to go down to Disney when he comes in town. I'm going to get myself a little pewter shirt, Hill Dog, and I'm going to be rooting all the way for Tommy.
What do you think Giselle meant, though? That was Danielle's lead this morning, is that there's going to be more pressure than we realize from her to call it a career.
I mean, honestly, like, when you're at that level with like a power couple like that, how much pressure is there, really? You know, I mean, like, go out, get another, you know, $50,000, you know, diamond, whatever, put it in a box and tell her to go away. She'll be fine for next year.
That's like the Kobe plan.
And I'll tell you this, you know, it's no wonder my buddy Kenny can't understand this, but people like Brady, what make them so great is, think, even I'll admit it, he's really assumed all the risks since, like, I don't know, the Atlanta Super Bowl. He, every year he was faced with, well, if it ends now, it looks like the TB12 method didn't really work. Hmm. That's why he's so great, is he's going to put the chips on the table and he's going to go for it. And if he loses, so be it. That's what makes guys like him, you know, what they are.
Amen. Yeah. All right, Derek. Thank you.
Great call from Derek today. Perfect.
Well, he said nothing to Ken Laird, his arch enemy. Barely nothing. All right. We are going to get to the news with Danielle coming up next. And then at 8:20, it is Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer. If for some reason you cannot listen to the show on the radio, a reminder that you can stream it at all times at WEEI.com or on the radio.com app.
Yo, yo.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for the news.
What?
With your host,
People's Orifices,
Danielle Murr.
This is the most 2021 thing I've seen thus far.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Very, 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 very long.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, where's Danielle?
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more when you go to northeastmenshealth.com.
Well, the former Governor Cuomo aide who was accusing him of saying inappropriate things during a one-on-one meeting in his office in Albany last year said that she believes he was propositioning her for sex.
Uh-oh, Ken.
Yes. Charlotte Bennett is her name. She spoke with Nora O'Donnell on CBS Evening News.
And then he explains at that point that he is looking for a girlfriend. He's lonely. He's tired. He asked if I had trouble enjoying being with someone because of my trauma. I thought, he's trying to sleep with me. The governor's trying to sleep with me. And I'm deeply uncomfortable, and I have to get out of this room as soon as possible.
And to be clear, what made you think that he was trying to sleep with you?
Without explicitly saying it, he implied to me that I was old enough for him and he was lonely.
Okay.
How long can this man survive, Ken?
I don't get it.
I think he should resign based on the picks. But if it was just this isolated incident, is that it? I don't know. Does this cross the line?
Does it cross the line?
He said he's lonely? That's
I mean, why are you talking about that stuff? Like, if this is somebody that you're doing work-related stuff, keep it to work-related stuff. Don't talk about you're lonely and I like your dress. No, but I'm just saying, I'm speaking in, like, you know, hypothetically. If you are a governor and this person works for you, mm-hmm. keep it work-related.
Well, I'd probably say he'll do that. He does that at every meeting. Male, female, old.
Everybody.
He tells everybody he's lonely.
I don't care if it is.
He tells everybody he's lonely.
But I don't care if it is
like
a male.
How he grabs everybody's face and tries to kiss him.
But I don't care if it is a male, Greg. You just talk about, hey, what policies, you know, what do we got to get done in work?
I mean, the biggest thing, I mean, this is bad, and I think he's a creep, but this issue with the nursing homes and having people die, returning them, is so much worse. And this is from the New York Times. The central role played by the governor's top aides reflected the lengths to which Mr. Cuomo has gone in the middle of a deadly pandemic.
Mr. Cuomo.
You knew what he meant.
Mr. Cuomo.
Cuomo.
You know what he meant. Well, I guess we'll figure out which one will get him first.
Ken's doing the show tomorrow by himself.
Thank you. Oh, very
good.
Exciting.
Thank God.
You get a word in, huh, Ken?
Good for the listeners.
Yeah,
that's funny
talk.
Coming from you, Wiggy. Now, before Governor Baker left for Florida, he spoke about how the Fenway Park mass vaccination site will close effective March 27th.
Did he do the press conference from Logan Airport?
No, I don't think so.
From the JetBlue lounge?
From the tarmac?
No? Okay. All right.
It was really loud. They had to put a lot of windscreens on the bikes.
Okay.
And that site will actually be transferred to the Heinz Convention Center.
To have ball players in the park at the same time you have people in the park who are there for a different purpose, we just felt was a little more complicated than we felt was appropriate for this. They don't just play games there, okay? They also practice there.
Oh.
And so there's going to be folks in the place moving around. They're going to want to open up at some point some of the stuff along Yawkey Way. And I just think from our point of view, the Heinz was a more permanent solution.
All right. Well, that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Get the people their vaccinations.
Now, speaking of good news, pretty interesting thing happening in Kentucky. There's a bill that's in the Kentucky Senate right now that would allow high school students to repeat this school year, which would therefore give them an extra year of eligibility in sports.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
I love it.
They should do that here.
We have sound from the McCracken County Superintendent, Steve Carter.
There's a lot of unknowns. It's still kind of early to speculate. Depending upon how many students were to take advantage of that, it could lead to capacity issues. Of course, there's funding that plays into that.
I think that would be great.
Not even for sports. Think about all these kids that, you know, didn't go to their senior proms or other avenues, you know, other things that they do. There's a lot of different things. There's, you know, cheerleading events, band events. Yeah, give them that opportunity.
Now, Ken, Curtis, would it be okay if Mac from Whittier Tech came on for 1 minute because he has really good news? Would that be okay?
I mean, we don't really have a say, so go ahead.
I'm here for it. Let's do it.
Mac, what's up?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Hey, Mac.
What's the good news this morning?
So yesterday we found out that Marlene Lynch, the superintendent, is letting us play fall two sports.
Good job. When does that start?
We start on Monday.
All right.
Nice.
All right. So a little bit of pressure. See, Curtis, this is what happens. Mac comes on a radio station, starts to tell everybody that they ought to be allowed to play football, and they get to play a little football. All right.
I'll be there.
Some common sense.
Yeah,
it's
going to
start Monday at Whittier Tech. Good for them. Some young people got something accomplished, and they did something. Good. All right. What else is going on?
King Philip's basketball team is practicing at noon today. It's a change.
A troublesome situation in San Francisco in the Twin Peaks area, the neighborhood, not the restaurant. There's been a series of car break-ins recently. And so there was a reporter from TV station KPX5 there. His name's Don Ford, who was covering the break-ins and was about to interview some homeowners when he was robbed at gunpoint.
Oh, jeez.
A white luxury sedan with four men inside pulled up while he was doing the report, stuck a Glock in the guy's face and robbed him. And we have some sound from Don describing what happened.
The car came up here while we're about to do an interview. Three guys jumped out. One had a gun, put it up to my face and said, "We're taking the camera." My whole thought at the moment was, let's be calm. Let's not get this guy excited. He's got the gun. I don't. So you take the camera. It's yours, buddy.
Hey, this is smart. Give it up. Give him the camera.
Exactly.
By the way, Ken, several texters would like to know if you fell out of your chair when your governor referred to Yawkey Way, which is not the name of that thoroughfare anymore.
Right. Freedom Way now.
It's Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey Street. Yeah.
Now, since we have a lot of Rhode Island listeners, I wanted to cover this story. Did you see the Amazon driver that is alleged to have urinated on the man's groceries?
On a man's groceries?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Happened in North Kingstown. I guess the homeowner witnessed everything unfold on his Ring doorbell camera. The delivery driver goes up. He's dropping off some cases of seltzer and whatever else the guy ordered through Whole Foods. And then... the guy was watching the video, and I guess the delivery driver saw that he was being captured on the Ring camera and crouches down to relieve himself. I don't know why one would do that there. It might have been maybe a uromycetitis poisoning. Oh, I don't know.
Must have been having a bad day or something.
I guess so. The homeowner did want to remain anonymous, but did speak with WLNE.
I was watching, and he was acting strange, so I kept watching. I didn't know what he did until I looked outside and saw the wet spot. I went back inside and rewatched the video, and I put the volume all the way up, and I could hear it. At that point, I realized that he had urinated all over my food. I just don't know what he was thinking or if he did just have to go to the bathroom. I mean, there were woods right next to my house.
Right. Oh, my Lord.
At this point, don't you assume that everything is being caught by a camera somewhere?
Oh, yeah. You think everybody has the ring. Everybody has the ring. He hates his job that bad.
But, Greg, his stimulus check probably wasn't big enough. He almost stormed the White House.
Probably wasn't.
Jesus, Mary, what's going on?
He's getting that Doge money, his stimmy check.
Well, incredibly, that story happened in Rhode Island and not Florida, but we do have some Florida news.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
So your neighbor has a trampoline, you think it's cool to use it, you take off all your clothes, you get naked, and you go into their yard and start trampolining. What's the worst that could happen, right? This happened in Lehigh Acres. 21-year-old Adrian Lee Gonzalez Bradway reportedly showed up at his neighbor's front door naked and asked to come in the house.
Well, no one is wearing clothes during the pandemic, so I understand.
we're done with it.
I understand that.
So the homeowner refused, and about a half hour later looks out into her backyard and sees him bouncing around, again, naked, like helicopter D style, on the kid's trampoline.
No, thank you.
Homeowner calls 911. He gets pissed off and smashes her kitchen window.
Oh, jeez.
Now, I don't know if he was on something.
Probably on something.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet. Yeah.
But she grabbed her kids, hid in the car while they waited for police to arrive, and Yesenia is the homeowner's name.
They laid him on the ground. He started going crazy, eating the dirt, eating the grass, twisting around. Before I asked him if I could help him, he just stared blank at me. I saw him on my trampoline jumping, you know, naked, touching himself. The kids don't even want to go outside because they asked me, is the naked guy gonna come out and kill us? You know, it's pretty scary.
What do you do? You power wash that thing? I mean, is it safe for the kids to go back in that way?
I think there's companies out there now that because of the pandemic can clean that right up.
Yep.
What were you on? That's what I want to know.
Greg, how big is the trampoline on the Trilogy?
Oh boy, it's actually just a hot tub right at the front of the boat.
Anything else, Danielle?
Did you see the TikTok videos from the woman that discovered like the secret apartment room behind her bathroom mirror?
Yes, this is a bit of an irrational fear.
A bit of an irrational fear.
It's terrifying. It was the only way to get into it was through the bathroom mirror, and it was a whole nother. You love when I say whole nother. A whole different apartment.
Yeah, it's like this whole room back there. So she had taken like the mirror off the wall for something, and I mean it's gotten like 7.5 million views on TikTok. So she's renting this apartment, and she felt a draft in her bathroom. So she's trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. There was no working vent in the bathroom, so it couldn't have been because of that. So she's like, all right, you know, it seems a little drafty by the bathroom mirror. So she and her friends decide to take the mirror off the wall, and there's this, I don't know, looks like maybe 18 by 24 inch opening. So she crawls through and sees that there's this weird, like, dilapidated hallway, and then a room at the end of it. If you've seen the movie Parasite, some of her friends actually compared it to the secret dungeon that's in that movie.
Yes. Yes.
But she goes in there and she's like taking video and
it's so creepy.
It's weird. Weird as hell. But we grabbed a little sound from one of the videos.
Let me show you what I found in my New York City bathroom. I realized the mirror moves.
There's a room back there.
What if someone's living in there right now?
I have to go in. What is on the other side of my bathroom?
It's freezing in here.
Wow. This is a whole other apartment.
Made it out alive. My landlord's getting a really fun phone call tomorrow.
Oh, no,
is there no way? Was there no other way to?
No other way to get in there. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Man, that's like
not weird.
Creepy.
That's like creepy. That's like some D-boy, it's some scary. Drug dealer stuff right there.
It's very scary.
Very weird.
All right.
Obscure reference for Bob's Burgers fans. You might remember when Bob got trapped in the walls. It sounds kind of like when that happened.
Danielle, you love that show, by the way.
I do love that show. It's
Curtis,
excellent.
Curtis, what's the show you told me to watch? The Mormons show?
Yeah, so on Netflix, it's the first thing that pops up now. It's a several-part series on Mormons, and they're like golden pages.
Is it really good?
It's odd. I'm halfway through the first episode. I just stumbled upon it last night, so I watched a bit of it. There's a really creepy old guy that sounds funny, that's kind of weird, and they talk about, I didn't know that religion was created like in 1860.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was that young. So anyway, I don't know, it's kind of interesting.
Oh, is that a pun? Young?
Oh, yes. And I think it is, I think it'll be up your alley. I think you'll like it.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.